DeWine has talked up children's initiatives and the opioid crisis as priorities in his agenda and his budget. And he's introduced cabinet members key to those plans. But he's also planning to issue several executive orders right after he officially becomes governor on Monday morning.
You know, we want to hit the ground running. You know, I'm sworn in at 12:01 a.m. and you're going to see shortly after that a couple of executive orders to get us moving.
DeWine won't give any clues what those might be. Among the orders that expire when Governor John Kasich leaves office is one that bans discrimination of transgender people. Kasich signed it only last month, reversing his own order from 2011, which removed gender identity from former Governor Ted Strickland's anti-discrimination policy. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.